Hello guys, welcome to the Bar Podcast. This is your lovely host Chief Sam, and I hope you guys have had some amazing week. And hey, this is season 5 episode 8 with me, your amazing host Chief Sam, and today I'm joined by who?
Faraja Kihel.
Yes. Love the energy. Daktari in the making.
Yes.
Karibu sana.
Santi sana.
Sorry for what's going on in the country for you guys.
Yeah. But we hope for better days.
Better days.
Yes.
Nice. But now, for me, now atambua. Thank you for choosing this profession. Nini na jeshi mkoku juu.
Tuko wanbewa. Na waishimu hiyo. Sad.
Na kuaminia sana. Anyway, so today, guys, we want to talk about Gen Z and millennials. Who's a Gen Z and who's a millennial?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, kijana hapa ni... Okay, I'm kidding. Mezeeka kakitu, you know. As a millennial and Faraja as a...
Gen Z? Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
First of, who's Faraja?
Faraja is a podcaster
mm-hmm.
at the Balanced Place podcast,
mm-hmm.
and she's also a medical student.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Karibu sana.
Asante.
Mm. So how does it feel being one?
I can first of all say I feel like I'm in between. At times I'm not sure. I know I'm a Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
but I have been raised by... together with millennials, because my sisters are millennials.
Oh.
So at times I feel like I have millennial characteristics, is there something like that?
Oh, okay.
But then I'm also a Gen Z most of the times. How does it feel being one? It's sort of like a breath of fresh air.
Nice.
Yes. Because there's a way we live life that you guys don't live life.
Exactly.
That way. No. And it's just fun and amazing to be a Gen Z.
And I don't know why it pisses us off. Eh? It really pisses us off.
I'm 21, you change. Imagine I've seen like young, okay, not young, like 40-year-old people who are changing and living the Gen Z life. So why not?
Let me do your life, okay?
If it works for you, do it.
That has made me one. Ask you one question. Is there anything you'd change about being one? As of now, of those years you've lived.
I think I'd change. I feel like we have a problem with time management, honestly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
If I'm to go somewhere at 9,
mm-hmm.
you'll have to tell me it's at 8 so that I can plan to be there by 8,
mm-hmm.
and I also give myself time to get late. I feel like we have a problem with getting late, and I don't know, we need prayers, honestly, at this point. And also I think
the Lord misses you. And I miss Gen Z.
Yes. And I also think we leave from having real conversations, because we hate confrontations, and I think it's a bad thing, because at times we hurt in silence, but that shouldn't be the case. So that's
true. Hey, but you've really managed today's timing, baby. I love that.
But I still got late.
Hey, but you managed. I've loved what you've done there. You communicated up front, so
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really love that. Actually, guys, we're recording this in the morning, on a Sunday morning, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
A Gen Z waking up on a Sunday morning.
Mm? Okay, do wake up.
Asiati nampea pesa.
Yeah.
Okay. This war about Gen Z and mm-hmm. millennials, do you ever think it will end?
I don't think it will end,
mm-hmm.
but I think we should just end it.
Before the millennials die, because of course, we're going to die before you guys.
Yes. And wow. I also don't get the whole basis of the war. I mean, yes, I know we are two different generations,
mm-hmm.
but I think instead of fighting and arguing,
mm-hmm.
we should embrace the good in each of us.
Mm-hmm.
So the millennials, look at what we Gen Zs are doing that is working for us. If it suits you, then just get
good.
To do it in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
For the Gen Zs, see what has worked for the millennials and do it. Instead of now coming and arguing, and maybe something that you're judging here
mm-hmm.
might work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, that's very wise. Kill them to angale each other and take
yes.
the wins that
yes.
works for each
mm.
one of them. The L's for the millennials should
yes.
be a lesson for the Gen Z's.
Yes.
Like, this never worked for these guys.
Mm-hmm. So don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yes.
Relationship-wise,
mm-hmm.
how do you think? Is it dating a fellow Gen Z, or you guys are... scrambling and partitioning yourself for the millennials?
I'd rather date a Gen Z than a millennial.
What?
Yes. Something nearly happened with a millennial. And let me tell you, I'll say this. They are 19 and 20 and 18 year olds. Stay away from millennials. Yes, I just said that. Because...
Namna gani huku, man? Unaribu
wiki tu. Hey, nilijishika basikion kajembe and never again.
Faraja unaribu wiki tu.
No, I'm being for real.
Masema...
You millennials, I don't know. No.
It's too much.
No, it's too much.
Those uncles are not doing the most.
Yes, they're not. Maybe it's the one I encountered, but it's a no for me.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'd rather suffer with my own.
Mwenye mna huko si mtavurugana mbaya sana.
Wacha tuvurugane lakini nini, you're not any better.
What's one thing that really messed you up with that? Can you pick a situation?
Acting as if I'm a child. Like, bro, calm down. No. Yes, I might be younger than you are, but I have a mind of my own. And I have gone through experiences.
And being a female, you guys mature way faster.
Exactly. So you acting as if I'm your child. Excuse me. Stop. Hey, kwanza you, to the point that you're now thinking it's okay to disrespect me and you expect that I'm just going to stay there. Ebu? Won't work here.
Really?
I had to point that out. And the fact that every single time I pointed it out, this person still would joke about it. I was just like, okay, enough of this. Cut the show, I'm done.
You're done.
I left.
Age gap. How much was the age gap?
5'6". Yes.
Ukachoka na your story.
Nilijiambia, to usema sijui a perfect age gap is 5 years. Not for me.
Utoto mingi sana.
Not for me.
You're exhausted.
Kwanza the fact that ata tabia zako, they're not in alignment with your age. Ebu, grow up.
So you were just exhausted as well.
I was tired. I was done.
What was this reaction of you calling it quit?
Well, it wasn't like something solid.
Oh, but it was moving to it.
It was moving to it. I don't know his reaction because I literally ghosted this person. Blocked on every single social app. So...
How did that make you feel?
Good. At least I had peace. And I had been warned by my friends because my friends saw the... We'd call them red flags before. They told me, I was just like, no, that's how he is. Shut up.
Ground ikakuonyesha the reality of the situation. You're a baby.
I'm just a child. Let me stick with my fellow children. If it gets to that.
But you should give it a shot. So twice beaten.
No, once beaten is enough.
Not twice beaten.
No. I'm not about to be character developed again.
So wale wasee mtakuwa mnaniambia namba ya Faraja ni gani? Kama wewe ni millennial nigga?
Pole,
ole wako. Only Gen Z is allowed here.
Yes.
You need to gap here 2.5 and below.
2.5
and below.
Yes.
2.5 and below. At 30 kama sisi wana. Mavijana poleni.
Hey, at 30 year old. Ay, jamani.
So, let's say he thought... You being young, you are not well equipped with life.
Yeah.
But is that what you were looking for him? Experience of how life was? In his
version.
Was that
what I was looking for? Yeah. Really? It wasn't. I was there for if there's something like that, for a good time. Like, let's build something together. But then you can't build something with someone, yet they think that they're above you. You have to be on the same level. You feel me? Like, yes, you have experience, but I also have experience of my own. There's a way I look at life that you probably won't look at it.
Exactly. The same way.
So if you're undermining that, honey, we can't work together. So I'm done.
So what did that teach you as a Gen Z on that particular thing?
I think what I had to remind myself is that I shouldn't allow anyone to look down upon me. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I think is a red flag. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you come and you use my age against me, I'll take offense. And I don't care. Take offense and I'll leave. Probably leave, literally. And I have something else against 30-year-olds. Like, what are you looking for in Gen Z's? When you are total.
We watch.
When you
are... See, our parents are... Age gap yao si nini?
Zi,
Oh, acha. Age gap ya wazazi wako as of now. Unajua ni gapi? I wish.
One in 3-2 months.
Do you have any siblings who are married?
Yes.
Gap yao?
One.
Nini nadlea kwa hii familia?
Na nimeona ikiwork, so that will also work for me. So that's why I'm telling you, age gap kubwa is not for me.
Na kuna mse alisemanga was above 30 wanaogopa mature women because they don't have much to offer these mature women, so they go for kids. Kids unambaya lollipop wanafurahia. But you're not there for it. But what? So 30 year olds will stick to 25 plus?
Yes. Achaneni na 20 year olds. Because even the way you speak is an ick. Your jokes are just not it. What? Goodness.
Makes me wonder my jokes in this life, yeah.
How like bad someone texts you and they're just like, okay, am I supposed to take this as a compliment? Or is this like Ebu? Go learn the Gen Z language alafu kuje tuongee.
Shamba Teng. Okay, not sure that, but one thing I love about you guys is your wokeness and not taking any BS. That's one thing. Especially even apart from even relationship, the work aspect of how you guys do things in workplaces, it's super super amazing. Mental health leaves. Yes. Like, we never had that in 1967. What is that? We never had that. Hey, I the wokeness is just something that really really makes me feel like you guys are heading to the right direction.
Yes, thank
and
you.
I really hope you guys are also directed to that politically. I hope.
Yes.
I hope you guys are there even politically. And I hope things will get better.
Yes, hopefully.
What? But being a Gen Z is fun, right?
It is amazing.
For me, being a millennial, not bad at all. I'm loving it so far. But I've always lived all my life posting I look mature. Yeah, so I kind of like it like that. But again, the problem is not even the 30s want. You can even find the Gen Zs are the ones who want the 30s.
Then let them look for you. Don't look for them. Akiku approach, basi, you shoot your shot. Like, in you going for kids, it's bad. Like, I can show you. I have visits here.
Wanaume mnachoma. Umesema sawe. Ukiamua kuvunja manyumba za watu utaenda.
Na kwanza, anyway, let's.
I've triggered a nerve. <Yeah. laughs> But I think that's more like it. I think I'd leave it at that.
Yeah.
I think I'd leave it at that. But one thing is, I really hope we guys as Gen Zs and the millennials, we are going to exist in one given place.
Yes.
And whatever you said, copying each other's, whatever worked for us.
Yes. Yeah.
And also knowing that selecting it work for us can work for you guys.
Yes.
And I like that about you. So yeah. It's a good thing.
Yes.
For Raja, I think that will be it. Was just a quick one, and I hope we coexist, man. Kama uko na kajenzi mahali unapenda mpende.
No, si force. Akikukata pia kubali.
Jama, nakataliwa hadi na Gen Z, sasa huku juu utakubaliwa na nani?
Tafuta utakosa.
That's it from Faraja?
Yes.
That's it from Faraja. I'm missing. I think that's it for us for this episode.
Yes.
I don't have much. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I really loved it so much. And till next time, this has been your lovely host, Chief Sam, and who?
Faraja Kel.
Salome.
Yes.
Nyeke lengo mea Salome.
No.